Your attention, please. The white zone is for the immediate... Huh? What? Who put this in my Google Doc? Mr. Anderson, this smells of you. This is why I don't care for Google Docs, because anyone can come in here and put anything in there and make me read it. Let me look. Take two. Here it is. Take two. This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode number 100100. That's a capital M for the Romans in our audience. Yes, indeed, the big one. The centennial episode of the Anderson Penn's podcast. We are streaming to you live from beautiful downtown Appleton, Wisconsin. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Anderson fans the world over, welcome to the most amazing show on earth, brought to you in part or in whole by the Anderson Penn's radio network. My name is Eric, and on the show today, no surprise, the always beautiful, ever witty, one of a kind, our pride and joy, Lisa Anderson. Lisa, I haven't seen you since the LA Penn Show. How are you, dear? Oh, but before you answer that, let me move on. Also with us on the show, again, no surprise, the incredibly handsome, devilishly dapper, a veritable fountain of fountain pen history, trivia, and information, the one and only Brian Anderson. Brian, it's so very good to see you. How have you been? But before you answer that, let me make a small announcement. I'm sorry to say, ladies and gentlemen, that I'm not really here. Even as you sit enthralled by the sound of my voice, I'm sitting on a beach somewhere in Mexico watching the sunset and sipping a cold beer. Well, that's the picture you should keep in mind. In reality, I'm in Starbucks watching the show because, you know, who could possibly miss it? We tried our best to find an internet connection that would have allowed you to see my beautiful face for this broadcast. Alas, it was impossible. With that, I once again welcome you to the incredible achievement that is a 100th episode of a program dedicated to, of all things, fountain pens, the Anderson Penn's podcast. Release the hounds. Let the games begin. Send me ink, people. Send me ink. Good night.
How do you follow that?
I have no idea. Here we are.
Oh, my God. Eric, you rock. That was awesome. I cracked up. I think, Eric, you should move to Appleton, hang out in the store, and just do voiceovers. That would be so freaking cool. That's what I'm thinking.
Welcome, everyone. 100th podcast. I'm sorry, I was laughing through that whole thing. We tried to get Eric here. We've been working on this for a couple weeks, and... as indicated, the internet connection in Mexico is not as reliable as we could have hoped. So, yeah. Here we are.
Happy centennial! Woohoo!
I can't believe we made it.
No, there were a couple episodes, and it was just like, you know what, we're tired, or yeah, we just got back from a show, or like now, you know, I'm getting over a cold, and it's been challenging some weeks, but we love it. We have a blast. You guys are awesome. The chat, you people are just, I don't even know the word for it. Phenomenal. That's not enough, but you guys are awesome. And this is who we are and what we do. We talk about pens all day, every day, even on vacation. Hey. What's a vacation?
We haven't had one in years, so.
I know. So, let's give something away.
Should we give something? Should we say what we have to give away?
We have so much stuff. I have stacks, so okay. We should just jump right in and give something away.
Okay. So now, how is this going to work? Now, I just want to say, the late start. I got home late, and so here we are. Thanks for holding. So we haven't really, we're kind of shooting from the hip here.
Well, we just knew that, you know, we can talk about vintage any week. We can, the windows. You know, Wayne, in the summer, are you talking about my curtains? Wayne asked if we could open up the windows. In the summer, trust me, they will be open because we don't have air conditioning and it's really hot. Anyway, let's give something away. We have, let's give a sketchbook.
Okay, so now how is this going to work? I'm going to give you a number, and you've got the pile.
You are going to do the random number generator thingamabobby.
The random.org.
I have this huge stack, and they're numbered. And so you give me a number, and I'll pick the number. Okay. And the first thing is a Clairefontaine sketchbook.
Okay, so now when I give you the number, you're gonna pull the card from the pile.
And we're gonna hope that they're in the chat.
And then what do? They email us with their address to verify.
Yep, wherever you want it shipped to. Okay. I've got most addresses on the mail, but if it wants to be someplace, then we'll see. I mean, if you want it shipped someplace else. So give me a number, and we are going to give away the sketchbook.
Okay, I'm already on this. Random.org result says 17.
17. I can do this. we have David Rhea, or Rhea, from... Yes, I need help with this. Pittsburgh, New York. Where is that?
Sweet.
I know.
From where? Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh.
I used to work in Pittsburgh.
You did not. You're making that up.
No. I did. Honest to goodness.
Is David in the chat?
I don't know if David's in the chat.
I hope so.
We'll ad lib here, but I just want to say I did used to work in Pittsburgh. I used to live in Avon, and I drove to Pittsburgh every day. I worked at Central Music Supply in Pittsburgh. So,
where's David? Is he here?
Hopefully he's here.
David, jump in.
If not, well, we'll just keep going. Well, I guess we got to tell him what email address we're going to say. Which one do we want? Info@? Probably info@.
I don't see David.
Okay, well let's do this. Let's do info@andersonpens.net. Okay. That's where we'd like you if you
if you're here.
If we call your name for the giveaway, that's where you're gonna
All right, well, we're gonna come back to that if he's not in the chat because you had to be present to win.
We don't see a David. Okay, so.
All right, so let's actually just pick somebody else.
Okay, so set his aside, 60. Yep. Who is number 60?
Oh, number 60.
Now, if he does actually email,
we'll just send two.
We'll just send two.
Colin Holgate. Colin, I thought I saw Colin.
Do we have Colin?
Where's Colin?
Is there a Colin?
I saw him earlier in the chat. Colin, talk to me. Come on, Colin. I know you were there.
All right. Where's Colin from? Is he from Pittsburgh, too?
He's not from Pittsburgh. He's from Pittsburgh. Oh, he's from Minnesota.
He's from Minnesota. All right.
I know.
Okay, so... right.
We've got some big news.
We do have big news.
All right. Talk. Tell everybody.
Not in the chat tonight, I don't believe...
there's Colin.
Colin is there?
Yep, Colin's there.
All right, great. Woo! info@andersonpens.net.
All right.
Just send us an email.
Yep.
Mark his name down. And so this week, actually last week, starting on...
This is huge.
On Thursday.
Yep.
Should we give something away?
No, I think we need to say what this is, because this is big.
Okay. On Thursday... This last week, after much to do and thinking, you sure you don't want to give something away?
We have an employee. We hired a full-timer, an assistant manager, and he's freaking awesome. We are so excited.
Dave Holzel, if you are in the area or you ever come by to the store, this guy's awesome. Not only is he is born to talk pens.
Oh, he's having a blast. Yeah.
He's awesome. He's just really, he's something else. And Dave and I go way back. Dave and I have been friends for, I don't even know now, probably 20 years since college.
BL, otherwise known as Before Lisa.
BL, yeah. Dave's amazing. He's great with people. He loves pens. He really has a passion for it. We're excited to have him. He's got some great ideas, and just phenomenal. I can't say enough good things about him. I keep forgetting to get some pictures. We'll put some pictures up on the blog and of the two of us. So But we go way back. I actually got him started on fountain pens. I will probably say this, his favorite fountain pen, well, up until Thursday, was the Schaefer 300. I'm pretty sure that's his favorite pen, which is a really, really great pen. But then he walked away on Thursday with some really good stuff.
Yeah, some relatives came in and bought him a pen, and so now he's got a Delta Fusion. And
which is killing me because he hasn't inked it up yet.
Really?
He's not inked it up. No. That's why I was trying to find an ink for him yesterday.
And daughter and a pen. And awesome.
Yeah. So, we're real, as you can tell, we're real excited. We've got a list of things that we've been meaning to get to. I mean, we have this huge list, and now we can really get to start digging into some things that we've been wanting to do. So, if you're in the area, come on by, welcome him, and actually, since he's not in the chat, since he's not watching, let's do this. This will be fun.
All right, we're gonna give something away in Dave's name.
No. Well, we're gonna give something away. But here's what we're gonna do.
Okay.
Send Dave an email and welcome aboard.
Yep, Dave at AndersonPens.net.
Right, Dave. I'm gonna put it in the chat. It would be really something because we haven't gotten to that point. We've been kind of giving them the lay of the land, it'd be really something if he get a bunch of emails the first time he.
That would be cool. First time he opens his email, he's going to be like jammed with welcome. That's a great idea.
And
we should have thought of that.
I did.
Oh, awesome. Oh, my God. I think we just need to give stuff away.
Give stuff away. All right, anyway.
I'm not going to sit on Brian's lap.
No. All right, I want to say one more thing about Dave. Send him an email. That would be awesome. And what this means is, of course, when we are gone at shows, business is pretty much runs as usual. So, which means to a minimum, shipping will no longer be delayed while we are gone. So.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And he's awesome. We love him. It's very cool.
All right, let's give something away.
You know, we were doing so well until we stopped giving stuff away. So, we actually have a couple interesting things, courtesy of Lammy. I'm not going to open the curtains, Wayne. Don't make me hold stuff up to the camera just for you. All right, so courtesy of Lammy, we have these Tucano note holders.
Okay, cool.
These are cool. Open them up. These are kind of fun. I have too much stuff on my desk.
All right, let's start giving this stuff. Number 72.
All right, so you've got a notebook here, and on this side, I know, Wayne, you hate this. Deal with it. It's got a big pocket, and it's got all these little
sponsor,
pockets here. It's kind of cool.
Cards.
Yeah.
It's kind of it's a neoprene.
Yeah. It feels like a diver's wetsuit.
So. Only it's not wet.
No, it's not wet. All right, so what number did we have?
72.
Didn't we pick that already?
No, we did not pick that number.
Okay. Carl Wood. Is there a Carl Wood in the house?
I bet you there is a Carl Wood.
I bet Carl's in the house.
He is in the house. Okay, good.
All right. Very cool. Carl, I know how to get in touch with you. In a good way.
Let me give him the little...
There you go. Very cool.
Let's just keep giving stuff away.
But in the meantime, Dave's awesome. Come by the store. We've been having a blast. And actually, we rearranged a good chunk of the store today. So Brian came in after work, and everything was all over the place, in a different place. So.
Cool.
Yep. All right. What do you want to give away next?
I don't care. You get the big pile. How about some ink?
Let's give away some ink. How about, oh, this is a pretty one. A bottle of Diamine Sargasso C.
Oh, I like that.
Ta-da!
That's nice.
Gorgeous color. Absolutely beautiful. All right, so Sargasso C, give me a number.
How about 55?
55. Make me dig through here. Saul Himes. Is there a Saul in the house?
Where's Saul from?
New York. I thought I saw him earlier. Saul, talk to me.
Yeah, just send an email to info@andersonpens.net.
Pretty sure I saw him.
All right.
All right. Oh, we're gonna wait. All right, keep going.
All right, what else we got?
We're just gonna keep giving stuff away.
Yeah, let's just keep giving stuff away. I mean, outside of Dave, I can't top that news, so
I know. That's pretty awesome. Let's see. We have some leather goods.
okay, we have leather goods.
We
Oh,
do.
okay.
We have some cool stuff.
That's a
Eric
solid
says
one.
there's a Saul that works in Starbucks. And where would that be? Oh, there's Saul. Eric, where's the Starbucks in Puerto Vallarta? Okay. Lebel leather, this is like a business card holder, or you can put your ID in there. Two little pockets, and then
That's
one on
cool.
the back. Nice, really soft leather. So, very cool. Give me a number.
How about 41?
How about 41? Eddie G. Very cool. Eddie G, hey, by the way, how was your birthday? Eddie G,
Yeah,
happy birthday.
happy 29th, buddy.
Yeah, 29, way to go. Awesome.
Info@AndersonPens, if we were there. I
Pretty
know
sure
you're
he
there,
knows how to
so.
reach us. All right.
What else we have? What else do we have?
We have another one of those Tucano notebook holders. We have two of those.
We have two of
Lammy was
those.
great. When our Lammy rep was in the store, I mentioned the podcast and giveaways, and he's like, "Oh, I'm gonna send a couple things to you." So that was pretty cool.
Sweet.
Yep.
And
Wayne wants to
that's
see
about
the
what
copy.
size? That's five, a little bit bigger than 5 by 7, 6 by 9, maybe.
Yeah. So you've got your pad.
It's a spiral bound at the
Yep,
top.
spiral bound.
Okay.
And then
Big
here,
pocket there.
yeah, big pocket. You could easily put something big in here.
Another notebook.
And then it has several pockets.
Couple slots for pens there on the side, so.
Indeed.
All right, what do we got? Oh, I guess I got to give you a number, don't
Yep.
Did I give you this number before?
You're the one with numbers.
Well, see, now I don't know which ones I gave. You go 61.
Sure, we didn't have that before.
Well, we had 60.
You're supposed to keep track of these things.
It's part of my job.
Actually, some of these are numbered wrong anyway, so.
We have like two of them or
Ashley.
something.
Ashley Kessinger. Very cool. I saw Ashley in the chat.
Okay, so yeah, just send us an email.
Yep.
All right.
Very cool. These are cool. I considered keeping one.
You did?
I
Well,
did.
too late now.
What? What the heck?
All right, I'm writing these down now.
Right, that's a
How
good
many?
idea.
What have we given away? How many of these things have we given away? Two, well, a bottle of ink and two of
We
those
got some
and.
ink. We got the sketchbook.
All right, so we had 48, 60, 61, and 62, 72. All right.
All right, what else? Let's give away some diamine. Quartz
Diamond.
black.
What? Which one?
Quartz black.
Everybody needs a good black ink.
It's a nice black. Diamine is a great ink. So, all right, I'm ready. Give me a number.
15.
Oh. Douglas, is it Brusso? Doug in the house.
Let's see
Help
if
me
he's
out,
in
Doug.
there.
You know, by the way, some of your cards and letters were awesome. We had a blast.
Yep.
We got some funny stuff. We got some serious stuff. You guys shared a lot. It was really very, very cool. Scrolling up, do I see Doug? Doug, talk to me.
Okay, well.
All right.
If we don't, if for whatever reason this doesn't all jive, we'll figure out a way to make this fair, because I've got a good shot of who's in here, so we know.
Okay. All right. Are we picking another number, or are we
waiting? Yeah, let's pick another number.
Okay. Ta-da. Give me a number.
I'm sorry, 43.
Greg Siragusa.
Oh,
Greg's in the chat.
There we go.
Very cool.
Shoot us that email,
Greg. Beautiful ink. Yep.
Which one? What?
That was the Diamine Quartz Black.
Okay. Oh, he got the Quartz Black. Okay.
Yeah. Very cool.
All right.
Do we have anything exciting in the store that we want to talk about?
We've got a lot of exciting stuff at the store. I mean, we picked up some really cool stuff in Atlanta.
We did.
Cool stuff that we're still unboxing. I don't have any of it on the website yet. We have some new pilot stuff in. And we're going to have all this stuff in Chicago, which is actually coming up next week. Yes. We should mention.
Oh, my, really? Oh, my God.
Next week, right?
No.
Yeah, week Thursday. The great Chicago Pen Show actually falls on our anniversary.
Yes, it does.
Friday will be our anniversary. Good show, pen auction. I recall fondly several years ago, Eric Schneider sitting with us at the auction. Accidentally winning a pen. Good show. We're excited to go. Always love it. It's always a good time of year, too. So.
Yep. We do still have the Visconti Titanic, Tracy.
Yes, we do.
In case you're interested. Awesome. All right, give me another number.
All right, what are we giving away?
We are going to give away...
Do you have a pen?
We do have a pen. We are going to give away a Schaefer Snow Pen.
All right, what is this? This is a Prelude. And what's the year on this one? This is new old stock.
New old stock. It's old. Doesn't say. I don't know.
I thought it says right on the top there.
Oh.
in big letters. Right,
it does. 1991.
All right. 1991?
Yes.
Really? Okay. Yes. It's a nice looking Schaefer.
97. Sorry.
97. Okay.
I need bifocals.
99. Good, you're getting them.
I know.
Nice looking Prelude. It's got that gold, smooth gold fill, sort of an overlay on the barrel end with imprints of the snow on it.
Yeah,
comes in the original box. The winner.
Drum roll.
Number 69.
Rachel Nozel.
All right. Very good. Very good.
Rachel, you're in the house, right?
John's daughter. John's in the house. It's probably close enough. He's going to yell.
I thought I saw Rachel earlier. It was Rachel. No.
Great.
Thank you, Eric. Bifocals are sexy. They better be.
Focals are sexy.
They will be.
Well, you know, she goes to the optometrist, and she's all upset about this, and she comes back, and she says, well, they say that once you hit 43.
Most people need... bifocals when you hit 43, and so Brian, you're gonna need them this coming year anyway. So
yeah, I've got 2 months to go.
Cool.
3 months to go.
Awesome. Oh. Yes, Rachel's there. I knew she would be. By the way, some of you sent in incredibly colorful entries. We had a blast reading through that.
Yep.
All these.
Yeah.
All right. What else do you want to give away?
I don't know. What else we got? We got some more ink?
We have some more ink.
Do we in honor of 100 podcasts, don't we have 100th?
We do. We have a J. Herbin 100 milliliter bottle of ink.
Which one is that?
Blue Knight. Ooh. Dark blue, very pretty, very pretty.
Well, I always like the J. Urban inks.
Yes. All right, so give me another number.
How about 54?
How about 54? There's a lot of numbers here. Jenny! Jenny! Very cool. Jenny, you can always use another bottle of ink, right?
Awesome.
Very cool. Okay. All right. Uh-oh, somebody's text is lagging.
Somebody's text is lagging?
Yep. So, very cool. We have more ink. We have some pens. What do you want to give away? We have some paper. We have some more leather.
So, Chicago's next week.
Yeah, you're not getting it. You already have your anniversary pen. Does anybody remember I just gave him an OMAS?
But here's the thing, though. So, mm-hmm. I happen to have it in my hand here. The OMAS, the OMAS Paragon. Sorry, Wayne. OMAS Paragon. This is like, I don't know what the official name for this color is. It's stunning, it ought to be.
Pretty. Eggplant.
Eggplant, plum. It's real nice with this dark rhodium, almost trim. Nice metal section. I like it. Beautiful looking nib. I used it all day today. It's filled up with Mont Blanc Racing Green.
Oh, my goodness.
Really an interesting green color. I got to fill it up this morning. Piston operation is very smooth. But to get this, I had to give away an Aurora.
What do you mean you gave it away?
Well, I had to put the Aurora back in the case. So really, I didn't get a pen. It was...
I think you got a pen.
I had to give one away to get it, though.
Yeah. We'll see.
It wasn't last year. John Colton was right across from us in...
John Colton's scary.
In Chicago. He's got another cross that I like. He's got that... It's almost like a... What does it look like? What does it remind you of? The two-tone cap that John's got?
I don't know.
It's black with a beautiful two-tone cap.
I got a big stack of...
What do you got there?
A dress.
All right. You don't care. You just want to give stuff away.
We're going to talk about this next week, and you're still going to be drooling over stuff.
All right. We're talking about it next week. All right.
We're going to be talking about what pen you want, from the auction, and what pen you're going to buy me for our anniversary. And
I'm not buying you a pen for our anniversary.
What?
You said you didn't want a pen.
What am I getting?
About this.
All right. So, anyway, we are going to give away another piece of leather.
We are. Okay.
We are. Awesome. This one snaps. Same kind of thing. All right. Pocket in the back. And this one snaps.
You can put your pen money in there.
There you go.
All right. How does number 73 grab you?
Number 73.
It's kind of an olive, almost an olive color.
Yeah, it's pretty.
It's an interesting color, yeah.
Kevin Armstrong, are you in the house? Mm-hmm. Hey, there's Thomas. Hi, Thomas. Mm-hmm. All right. Kevin? I saw Kevin.
Did you? Okay.
I did.
So just shoot us an email. Right. Let's see.
Yeah, send Dave a welcome. How about a pen? People like getting pens.
People do like pens. You know what? We should mention. Should we mention about the snow pen?
What about the snow pen?
The donor of the snow pen?
No. I think we're good.
All right. That's good. All right. I'm sorry. Inside joke.
Yeah.
All right. We got another pen we're going to give away? Another Schaefer?
This is very pretty. This is what?
Is this another Schaefer?
It is another Schaefer.
Okay.
All right.
Great. What is it?
So, well, you know what? Since David's in the house, we'll throw him back in there. A beautiful green crest. Very, very pretty.
Nice. Nice crest. It has the, again, this is new old stock, vintage 1990s. It has that wraparound Triumph nib.
Oh, yeah. Let's check that out. Wayne, forgive me. I know you hate this.
Yeah, nice pen, and very, very smooth writers. I would have got a fine nib on that one.
Indeed it is.
Indeed. Okay, so yeah, you got...
Very pretty.
Everybody needs a fine nib.
All right, so...
Said that.
Hang on. Put that back in there. All right, give me a number you haven't called before.
How about 9?
Oh, lucky number 9. Right up near the top. Actually, I don't have the order anymore. Rats.
I
got out of order.
Number 9.
Oh, that's not
number
it.
Number 9.
Chirumi. Is Chirumi in the house?
Nice. Okay, we're just going to keep going and
all right.
See what happens here.
Anything else that we need to talk about? Anything exciting? No? We have Dave and that's it? Life is good?
Right. Wayne, you crack me up.
Hey, we have never used that word, Wayne. We have taken it as constructive criticism, but we just haven't fixed it yet.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff to fix, but you know, come on, you know.
I know.
It's like your weekly shout out.
It is. I don't think we mention anybody as often as we mention you, Wayne. So that's kind of cool. I thought I saw Jeremy in here earlier.
All right. All right, well, let's...
All right,
what do we got? What was that? That was the Schaefer Crest. Yep. Do we have some paper? Don't we have some
notebook?
We do. Yeah, let's just keep giving this. This is going to take us two hours to give this crap away.
I know. Well, that's why we started early.
It's not crap.
Yeah. All right, so we have 5 pads of paper. Super awesome, yummy paper.
Ooh, proper pads paper. What designs do we have on there?
We have one of my all-time personal favorites, the Aurora Mare.
Oh, the Aurora Mare. That's nice.
One of my other all-time favorites, just like all the pen shows are your favorites, this really great saying.
And what does that say?
Some people are like some fountain pens. They do write occasionally. So that's kind of fun.
Yes, and Chicago is one of my favorite pen shows, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Better be. The Vanishing Point in Blue Carbonesque.
I think I had that pen at one point.
I think I did, too.
What else?
Aziza wants to lay down on our paper.
Well, you can get your butt up here and we'll...
Come on down, baby girl.
Or dollar, yeah.
Esterbrook, blue dollar pen.
Oh, yeah, that's a blue Model H, I can tell, just by looking at it.
There you go. And one of my other personal favorites.
Oh, yeah.
Green Pelican.
The Pelican 100. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Very nice, yeah. So, I mean, I can't afford that one, so I'd have to use that one as a notepad. All right. All right, so I guess I got to give you a number, don't I?
Give me a number.
How about number 70?
That one I have.
I hope so.
Stefan, you're in the chat. Stefan H., I see you.
All right. Awesome.
You know, I didn't do ankle rhyme up pads. I'm sorry. All right. So those were pads. I gotta write all this down so I make sure to ship the right thing to the right person.
Yeah, you're writing this down?
I'm writing this down.
I mean,
awesome.
You know, it could be catastrophic.
Wayne, if you don't behave yourself, I'm going to put you in the back room with the leather goods.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. I'm not even going there. We have a whole section of the store that has leather goods. And there are, we could put them in a locked case. Never, I'm going there. Never.
Anyway. All right.
Yeah, it seems like the distribution here is very high. Lots of numbers in the 60s.
Yeah, well, you're the one picking them.
The number is not in the 60s. What else do we got to give away?
We have Private Reserve Ebony Green Ink.
Oh, okay. Ebony Green?
Yep.
Very cool.
Yep. So give me a number. I'm ready.
How about 28?
Cool. That's a nice number. Do, do, do. Maya Furlong. Hey, cut it out.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
Maya.
Ah, very good.
Woo-hoo. Going out of the country, baby. Very cool.
Oh, my God. How much more stuff do we have?
We have a bunch.
We do? Okay, good.
Yep. Did we do the Lamy ink yet?
You have the list, honey. I don't even know. So this is funny. So, like, we're at the store, and we're like, okay, well, you know, do we want to add more stuff? Or is it just the gas shirt? So we just, they're going to the shelf. We're pulling stuff off. I don't even know what's in there anymore. No, we didn't do the Lamy ink yet.
All right.
We have Lamy ink, apparently.
All right. I'm just trying to put these back in order.
Well.
Make sure
the ones that you pulled out, you don't put back in.
I'm pulling those out.
Maya ends up winning like 3 pens and 4 bottles of ink.
I don't think she'd complain. Oh, look, Stephanie's in the house.
I saw Stephanie in the house, yeah.
Steph, did you get your mail yet?
Yeah, Steph, let us know.
Oh, somebody says we have not done the Lamy ink yet.
Okay. All right, that's Eddie G, I think. Yep. All right, that was 28. All right, what do we got? So we're going to do the Lamy ink. Is that what we're going to do?
We are going to do the Lamy ink.
Now, these are cool bottles. I really like these. They got the little...
These are really fun. For those of you... Oh, I just dropped my pencil.
I think everybody needs a bottle of Lamy ink.
For those of you who've never seen one, Lamy ink comes with a strip of blotter paper, which is really pretty cool.
Yep, right in the bottom. Yeah. Are you inking up your pen with that?
What?
Are you inking up your pen with that?
No, I was using a pencil.
All right.
Get me started. All right, I think I'm back in order.
Okay. Let's see here. That number just came up again. Hang on. All right, here we go. This one I know we haven't gotten yet.
Okay.
Number 17.
17. Right? I just saw that one.
We didn't do that. We did 15.
Oh, this is great. Tracy Belford.
Awesome. Sorry, it's not Visconti, but, you know. It's close. Germany's close to Italy. Right?
Well, they're both close. Not in the U.S.
It's closer than the U.S.
All right, I'm back. I got my pencil.
I'm shocked you haven't
said anything nasty about a pencil.
I'm letting the chat do it all for us.
Hey, now, the chat is in favor of that.
They're in favor of whatever gets them a prize, right?
Awesome, Tracy. And, you know, Tracy is quite the winner these days. She got a big certificate at work, so go, Tracy.
Big award?
The month or something.
Millennium or something?
Something to do with a landing pad. That just sounds dangerous.
A landing pad?
Tracy, when the world comes to an end, I want you on my side.
Yeah, you need to be on our team. All
right. Yeah, my side, totally.
All right.
What else do I have? I think we've done all the ink. We have this really cool Labelle note taker with a pen.
No, what is it?
Right, so it has a pen.
Oh.
It'll stay now.
What is it? It's a little ballpoint or a fountain pen? What is it?
It's a little ballpoint.
I bet you the Monteverdi Paquito would fit in there.
Probably. So you can fit business cards in here, your ID, all that
That's
good
cool.
stuff.
I should get one of those. That would be nice for work.
These are very cool. Yeah. In a nice shade of tan.
Yeah.
And on the back.
Oh, that's nice.
Extra pocket. Very cool.
When you go to the store tomorrow, put one of those aside for me.
I don't think so.
Well, no. Paul says it had a pen. all right. Number here. Slightly used. number 4.
Oh, that's funny.
Why is that funny?
Paul Hurley.
Uh-huh. All right, there we go.
I'll make sure you get a good pen. Or I'll just send you that one. Anyway.
Yeah, it would be a good thing. Tim Gerler says that would be a good thing for pen shows. That would be nice, you know, because then you can keep the business cards in there of all the people you talk to. You can write your notes down. You don't have mm-hmm. to have a big big thing there. So
it's awesome. Green.
So we had pretty good luck. Pretty much everybody we called off has been evident in the chat this evening.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Make sure to send us an email, info@, sales@, whatever. Yep. Ryan at, Lisa at, something.
All right. How about a notebook?
We got a notebook? What kind of notebook do we have?
We have one of these big Clairefontaine meeting notebooks.
Okay, now what is
Rhodia, sorry.
Can you explain what's in those? Is it just not a dated thing?
It's divided up. You've got the date, you've got notes, you've got action items.
Okay.
All
right.
Yeah.
I could use that today, probably.
Oh, in your meetings that you didn't want to go
to? All-day meeting.
So, very cool.
Maybe not. I don't know.
Good for you.
It's good for me. Yeah, that's
so, yeah, awesome notebook.
It's an 8.5 by 11 size.
Yep, 8.5 by 11, and it's got probably 80 sheets. 160 pages, 80 sheets. So it's okay. 80 sheets, two sides. These are very cool.
Nice.
All right, so?
How about number 9?
Lucky number. Did we do 9?
I don't think so. We did 4. Remember we had some of the early ones that were.
I don't think we did 9.
No, we didn't do 9.
Okay. Joe Lebo. Joe and Lebo.
All right.
I think Joe sent us an email or something today, didn't he?
I honestly, I don't know. I have been out of touch with the email the last 2 days. So.
You have. Joe, are you in the audience? Llama, where did we get from Llama?
Llama?
Oh, there's Joe. Awesome.
There all right.
Very cool.
And he uses a Circa version of that, so that's great. So he'll enjoy that. That'll be nice.
Very cool.
Good things to use. All right. What do we got?
We have another pen.
We do. Not the grand prize?
No, we're not ready for the grand prize yet. We still have stuff to go.
That's right. See, I forgot. This is one of those last minute things. We're just walking around the store. Said, "Well, you know, we'll put
yeah." We're like, "How about this? How about this?" A Lamy All Star.
Oh, this is
gorgeous ocean blue. Very pretty.
With a converter.
With a converter, which is really pretty cool.
That's weird. I just got number 4 again. That's my favorite color in the series. Although they're all pretty nice, but blue is the one that's actually my. I have that pen.
Yeah, blue is very very cool.
Very pretty. If you like blue, this is really about as blue as you're going to get. Okay. Did we call 9 twice? Yeah, we did, didn't we? I don't know. I
thought you were keeping track of numbers.
I'm keeping track on this piece of paper here.
Okay.
I think I got this here. How does number 21 grab you?
Lucky 21. I have that one right here. Isaac. I saw Isaac in there.
Isaac in there?
Hey, we have been really lucky. You got look at how many people are in the chat. Everybody wants to win some.
These guys are awesome.
Cool. All
right.
Maya's talking about the new Lamy All Star, the blue green. That is very pretty.
It is pretty, yeah. It's more green than it's blue, I think.
It's a pale teal. I think it's really pretty.
You grabbed one of those for us, right?
Oh, I grabbed one for me, yes. Just saying. All Stars, great, great writers, super. All right, so Isaac, I know I saw you. There you go. Hey, there he is.
All right, awesome.
All right, so what do we have left?
What is left? Do we have paper? Do we have any ink left? I don't. You have this huge box of stuff, so.
I did. I'm going through my list here. We have a Rhodia pad.
Cool, we do. Now, what size is this?
This is the number 16 size, which is 5 by 8, 5.8 by 8.3. So it's a 5.5 by 8.25. Very okay. Cool.
Always need a size, pad that size.
Yep. Rhodia, great paper. This one is blank. You can draw, you can doodle, you can write letters, you can do whatever you want. So there we go.
All right. Are you ready for this one?
Nope. I'm just trying to get organized here.
Well, you don't have to get too organized here. You never guess the number I picked.
Okay, I'm ready.
One.
Awesome. Is there a Brent in the house, baby? Brent, talk to me.
All right.
I want to know what's up with all the llama stuff.
Llama? I don't know.
Llama. Why does Eric want llamas? Eric, is there something we need to know?
Does Lammy make a llama pen?
Oh, I don't know what's going on. You're killing me. All right, Brent. All right. Oh, I see Brent. Awesome. Very cool. What do we have left?
You tell me. Do we have paper? Do we have any more paper? Do we have any?
We have one more notebook, and then we go on to...
Okay, so we have... Let's do the notebook.
All right, so we have a sketchbook.
Okay, is that line, blank? What is that?
Blank.
Blank. Proper yep. pads.
Proper pads. Awesome paper. Phenomenal.
It's got a
lovely.
Cool picture on the top.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Okay, I'm just writing my numbers down here. All right. Who do we have left? How's number 35 look?
35 looks good. Carol R.
All right, do we have Carol R. in the house? Send us an email.
We have a Carol.
Carol.
Carol, talk to me.
Carol with a C?
Carol with a C.
Okay. Yeah, a little rocker blotter on the cover there.
Carol 14. I believe it's the same one. So Carol, get in touch with us. Very yep. cool. Making notes of that.
Okay. And so there's one more left, huh?
One more what?
There's one more prize left.
You mean this?
What is that? I can't see that. You're holding it up to the screen. I can't see when you hold it up to the screen. What is that? What would that be?
This would be the Franklin Kristoff. Which model is this? Because we don't have this.
That's the O3 Iterium.
O3 Iterium.
Yes. So it's a flat top pen.
Yes, this thing is so freaking cool. Scott at Franklin Kristoff, you rock for sending this.
Yes.
It has the signature Anderson blue disc at the top, which is really cool. Beautiful, beautiful pen.
Yeah, so let's take a moment and thank our sponsors here. Scott Franklin.
We have sponsors?
Well, they're sponsoring part of this, so Scott Franklin, Franklin Kristoff, really appreciate it. This is a great pen. Very fitting for our 100th podcast. Lammy.
We got some stuff from Exaclair. Exaclair, Claire Fontaine, Jay Herbin,
right.
That whole thing.
So.
Yeah, we've been really blessed with a lot of great stuff. But when we asked a number of our vendors for a little something, Scott Franklin stepped up and he said, yeah, I'll send you something. And we didn't ask for anything specific. It could have been leather. It could have been, you know, anything that he wanted. You know, we're grateful for anything. But when he sent this pen and then he sent the explanation, we loved that it has our signature blue disc.
Yeah.
Which is very cool. It's something that nobody else can have. You can't buy it this way. So it truly will be one of a kind. And if you know Franklin Kristoff pens at all, they are amazing writers, incredibly well designed.
Very tasteful. Very, you know, you can pull it out of your pocket in a business meeting, and you don't immediately, you know, sometimes you don't want to draw attention to what you have in your hand, you know.
Yep.
You can just pull it out. You can use it. It's going to write. Great pens, great pens. That's which is why we partner up and we have the O2 and the Model 19 that we do with Scott and Frank and Christoph. So
yeah, one wonderful people to work with. Jim, his assistant, is just a trip, and so everything's good.
So wait, what's that? You're breaking up. You're breaking up. We might have to end this podcast early.
No.
What's that?
I don't think I need that pen.
Yeah, once was enough, right?
Yep.
Oh my goodness.
All right, so you're gonna have to pick a number. You're gonna have to make sure that nobody else that you haven't picked this number before.
Believe it or not, the one I generated, we already picked. And that one we picked. All right. Here we go. Are you sure that we can't? That's a really nice pen.
No, we can't keep it.
Can we give something else and maybe I'll keep that one?
No.
It's really nice.
We promised we'd give it away.
Well, yeah, we'll be giving. What's my number? What was my entry?
You don't have a number.
Did you get my entry?
No.
Dave. Dave took it, didn't he?
Okay. Give me a number. Crickets. Dave did not take your number.
Dave's awesome. He wouldn't do that.
Any owners cannot participate.
Oh, I missed that rule.
We don't get to keep it.
I wrote what color ink I was using.
Let's do this. You're killing them. Somebody out there is going to win this killer pen, and he is going crazy.
We need to make sure they're in the podcast for this one. We've been a little, but so yeah,
right,
you got to be there.
And I'll look first.
You'll look first. Okay.
Okay.
Let me do this one more time. Okay, I'm gonna hit the button. The winner is.
I'm waiting. Come on.
80.
Oh, nice number. No way.
Who is it?
All right, Leatherman.
Get out.
Let me give you a hint. Hey, Wayne, what do you think?
That'll look good.
It's going to look great in your pocket, Wayne. That's so funny.
All right, there it is.
All right, so Wayne, you are the winner of the Franklin Christoph. Holy cow. Very cool.
So the best part is, like, there's a little lag right into from the chat and what we're actually doing. So he doesn't know yet.
Oh, my God.
Well, there we are. What else do we need to do here?
That's about it.
Yeah, that's a really, really sweet pen. So
yeah, very nice. Wayne, if you don't claim it really quickly, Brian's going to keep it, and you're going to have to fly out here and pry it from his hand. Wayne, I saw that. At least it was with two T's.
It was with two T's. Does that make it?
All right, so congrats to all the winners, and I'm really sorry for those of you who didn't win, but thank you so much for everything that you sent in. There, Wayne, can you get any closer?
That's nice.
Yeah, very cool. So,
we wouldn't be here without all you guys.
No, you guys are phenomenal. You make it worth it. And the weeks that sometimes it's hard to make it for whatever reason, you guys are the reason that we do this. We have fun with you guys, and everybody who we've met at shows, I mean, a lot of you who are in the chat, we have met, we have had dinner with, we have had drinks with, we've hung out with. I think of so many of you, we think of so many of you as not just friends, but family. I mean, you know, we've got my girls from D.C. and We've got, you know, I send hugs all the time on your invoices or your emails. It's just, I'm all choked up now. I don't know what to say. You guys are just awesome.
We do this for you guys because you know, we could sit here and, well, we do. We talk about pens all the time. So we're very passionate about it. We love to share. And we love to see you guys at shows and in person at the store. And, you know, it's not worth it without you guys. So,
you know, and a lot of it's the private jokes. I mean, you know, Jenny, Red Lobster will never be the same.
So, yeah, and, you know, it's,
Tracy,
we'll just keep doing this until, I don't know, we'll just keep doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I mean, we love you guys. Always... And Eric, we are really sorry that you couldn't make it. We tried so hard. And Hugh and Carol, oh, my God, there are no words.
Yeah. So, you guys are May's going to be a fun month. Chicago Pen Show, H&K are coming. Do we have guests from out of the country coming?
We're trying to work that out. Yep.
Trying to work that out.
June, we're bringing somebody up for a special event, so that should be fun.
Yeah. So it's, you know, if you're in the area or, you know, you're thinking about coming up, we got lots of cool stuff planned. So. You know, come hang out, talk about plans, meet us at a show. We're there, so.
We are there, and we're at the store, and.
And send Dave an email, because he's just going to, that's just going to blow his mind.
Yep. Those of you who won, give us a couple days. Dave is totally up to speed, but I want to make sure that we have the correct addresses and spelling of your name and all that. So send us an email. With where you want your prize sent, and some of you, just to confirm, many of you I know where these go. And I promise none of them will be in Brian's pocket.
They might be for while I'm taking it to the store. Maybe.
That's why I'm taking to the store.
Except for the All-Star, because I already have one of those.
Anyway.
That exact one.
Right. You guys rock, and I think we're going to cut this short.
Okay.
Well, it's not short, really, but
there you go. Yeah, so next week we'll be back at the normal time, 8 o'clock, and we'll talk about the Chicago Pen Show.
Yes.
I'm totally stoked for that. So
I know.
It's one of my favorite shows.
All right, so.
Anything else? We want to wrap this up.
Well, you know, shout-outs. You guys all rock. Ivan's out of town. We haven't seen John in a while. Dave. Dave's just the big shout-out right now.
Dave's a shout out, and I promise. I promised to give Shelly a shout out. So I don't know if she's in the chat, but she insisted that I not give her a shout out. But
is she in the chat?
I don't know if she is or not. She didn't want me to, but you know what? Tough. she's a good person, and she's enjoying her pilot prayer. Awesome. That she got this last week, so there it
wonderful,
is.
Wonderful.
Here's to another 100.
Actually, we need one shout-out.
We do?
Mr. Eric Schneider for that, oh my God, killer intro.
Yes, thank you very, very much.
Yeah. That was awesome.
I'm glad we could make that happen. Yeah. Maybe sometime.
Eric, I think you should come to Appleton and just do intros.
Yeah, that would be great.
Very cool.
He could just send one every week.
Yep. All right, we should go.
Okay. Comments, suggestions for topics, use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens, P.O. Box 732, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54912.
Stop in at the store, 10 East College Ave, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911.
Catch us online, email Brian at AndersonPens.net.
Or Lisa at AndersonPens.net.
Or Dave at AndersonPens.
I know, he's going to die.
Twitter.com/AndersonPens.
Facebook is Facebook.com/AndersonPens.
You can check out the blog, which you're already on, blog.AndersonPens.net.
And the website, in case you're interested, AndersonPens.net.
Join our mailing list for advance notice of upcoming events, new products, special sales, all sorts of cool stuff happening at the store. Thank you so, so much for listening to our podcast. We will see you next week. our normal time, 8 o'clock p.m. Have a good night.
Awesome. Bye, guys.